The Masechta Nazir. Mishnah starts off, Kol kinu nazirus ki nazirus. Any nickname for a nazirus is also good for nazirus, for a kabbalah nazirus. In other words, to become a nazir, it's like a neder. You make a neder to makabal, to make yourself to become a nazir. So regular neder is, you have to speak it out, the whole lashon. Hare yalai liyos nazir. That's a real good lashon to become a nazir. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that you don't say the real lashon, but you say a nickname, a kinui. A kinui, a nickname for a nazirus is also good. Then the Mishnah says another case is ho'eimer aho. If somebody says, I will be, which the Gemara explains, this means yodos. Yodos means it's a hand. In other words, you start off saying a lashon of a nazir, but you don't finish it off. Really, you should have said aho means Eye nazir, I want to become a nazir. But it just said, Oimer aho, I want to be. So, hareze nazir. That's also good. You will become a nazir. And we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about in the case that a nazir was in front of you. A nazir was walking by in front of you. And you said aho. So, aho means like, I want to be like him. So, that's the beginning of a lashon to say you want to become a nazir. So, yodo is the handle. The beginning of a lashon is also enough to make you into a nazir. Oy aho no, or else if somebody says, I want to be nice. You say you want to be nice, that's also a yad, a beginning of a lashon to become a nazir. And the Gemara says, we're talking about where the person is holding his hair. He's holding his hair in his hand, and he says, I want to be nice. Which means you want your hair to be nice, which means you want your hair to grow long. And that's a nazir. A nazir is not allowed to cut his hair for 30 days, so melo, that's called the beginning of a lashon to become a nazir. That's Oyaho no. Somebody says, I want to be nice. That's also a lashon to become a nazir, that you become a nazir. So, Shaila, how you girls this word nazir? Does it go on before Oyaho no nazir? If you say this lashon, you become a nazir. Or does the word nazir go on the next part of the Mishnah? That next part says, now the Mishnah goes to explain the beginning of the Mishnah. That we started off again, that kol kino nazirus is kinazirus. Any nickname for nazirus is also good. What's called the nickname? Noziach, Nozik, Noziach, or Poziach, Harei Ze Nozir. Somebody says, Harei Olai Liois Nozik, or Noziach, or Poziach, that's also a lashon for Kabbalah's Nazirus. Like we had the Gemara in the Dorim, it's the Machlokes, if Kinuyim is the Pshat, it's a slang lashon. These words of Nozik, Noziach, and Poziach is a slang lashon to mean a Nozir. Or the other man, the Yama, that Resh Lakish said it was a lashon shebodul hem chachamim. It was a new lashon that the chachamim made up that a person should use to become a nazir. We don't want you to say a regular word harei eli is nazir because we're afraid maybe you'll say Hashem's name and then you'll say Hashem's name in vain. So therefore, they made up a new lashon what you should say to become a nazir. So it's machlokes, but that's what we had in the Morin Adorim, exactly what kinuyim are. So kinuyim nicknames help for nazirus also. Now, the Mishnah goes further. What about a so you say Nozir, 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 Poziach, Hareza Nozir. Now, Hareini Kozir. Somebody says, I want to be like him. Hareini Kozir. So again, the Gemara puts on, we're talking about where Nozir is walking in front of him. And he says, Hareini Kozir. So the Tosha speaks out to you. Ulagufu la Yitzvah, Domeresha Shaminin, Afilu Kiloyama, Elaho. If you say Hareini Kozir, for sure it should be good. Like we had at the beginning of the Mishnah, if you only say, Hoimer aho, I want to be, and a nazir is walking in front of you, you become a nazir. So if somebody says, Hareini kozeh, I want to be like him, and he is a nazir, for sure you mean that you want to become a nazir. So Tosha speaks out, El aho, for nazir el diyukitzruch, taima diyoma kozeh, hoima harei, hareini, I feel nazir ever the fun of, Lemhanya, the Tvei Mashma Ho Kozir Min Hareini Klai Misayim Kozir. The Chiddush is only if you say Hareini Kozir. But if you only say the word Hareini, Hareini by itself does not mean anything. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though a Nozir would be walking in front of you, and you said Hareini, the word Hareini by itself would not mean anything. It's only here because he said Hareini Kozir. I want to be like him, therefore we say you mean to become a nazir. Now what about if somebody says, Hareini misalsal, means I want to curl my hair. Hareini misalsal. Or else, Hareini michalkal, I want to comb my hair, play with my hair. Or else he says, Hare Yalai L'Shalech Tera. There's all three ways of saying you want to play around with your hair. L'Shalech Tera means I want to be able to throw back my hair. In other words, you're saying that you want your hair to grow long. So in all these three Lashernis we say, Hare Zeh Nozir. This is also called the Kabbalah's Nazirus. So Tosfos speaks out that Hani Lav Yodis Nazirus Ninu. These are not these three Lashernis of Mesalsal, combing your hair, or Mechalkal, like playing with your hair, combing your hair. It's not a Yad. The Imkem L'Snai L'Yel, I should have said at the beginning. But rather, this is a complete Lashon. You finished what you wanted to say. A Yad means you only begin and you didn't finish. Here you finished and said what you mean. Harein misalsa means you want to curl your hair. So that's the chiddush over here, that also, like we'll see in the Gemara, we're talking about where you're holding your hair, and we say the person means to say he wants to become a nozir. And that's the chiddush here, that even though he didn't say clearly he wants to be a nozir, we explain his loshin. What he meant to say is, he meant to say he wants to become a nozir. Let's say now somebody says, so the Mishnah says, Hareza Nozer. You say one of these three Lashainas, you become a Nozer. What about if somebody says, Hare Yolai Tiparim? I want to have the Chiv upon myself to have to bring the two birds that a Nozer has to bring. That's what he says. He doesn't say he wants to become a Nozer. He just says, Hare Yolai Tiparim. I want it to be upon me, the Chiv, to bring these two birds. So Ramei Yoraim a Nozer. Remeir says, that's also called the good Kabbalah's Lashon, you want to become a Nozir. Because the only way you can have this Chiyuv, to bring these two birds for Kabbalah's, is if you become a Nozir. So it's also considered, like you said, you want to become a Nozir. The Chachamim and the Chacham argue and say no, ain't a Nozir, they say no. This is not called the good Lashon of Kabbalah's Nazirus. True, you're saying you want to have the Chiyuv to bring the Kabbalah's, but that's not called the Kabbalah's Nazirus. You did not speak out to say you want to be a Nozer. You only said you want to have the Kabbonis. That's not considered a Kabbalah, a Lashon to become a Nozer. Because the Lach of Nazirus is a type of a Neder that you have to speak it out. Like Levatev is Sosan, you have to speak out that from your Dibur, from the words you said, we have to hear that you want to become a Nozer. So Rechom say if a person only says he wants to have the Chiyuv to bring the Tziporim, the birds, so that's not called the Lashon of being a Kabbal Nazirus. Agav, again, this Masechta, the Rashi is brought down on the side, is really not Rashi. Like when Kivayga brings down the Gilyon HaShas, that brings down the same, the Chidoi, he says that the Pirish Nazir ain't Rashi. That the Pirish on the right side we have here is not Rashi. It's like by Nadar Mosa, it wasn't Rashi. Here in Nazir also, it's not in the Rashi. It's really, again, we're stuck, but not such a good Mepharishi on the Nazir. That's why more or less we use Tesis.
Yeah,
no. Sati Gemara, Michti, Tona b'Seid Noshim Koi. Now in Daf Yomi, now we're in the middle of learning Seid Noshim. We finish Yevamis, Ksubis, Nedarim, Nozir. We still go back to Gittin and Kedushin. We're in the middle of learning Mesechtes about Noshim. For the Gemara, my time with Tony Nozir. What is Nozir Mesechta Nozir doing here in the middle of Noshim? Like really, Mesechta Nozir, we'll learn through the Mesechta, talks a lot about Kavonis. It goes through the different type of kabbonis that a nozer has to bring. A nozer tomei, there are a lot of lochas about kotshim here. So really the kasher is, this mesechta nozer should have been learned inside the kotshim later on. How come we're learning it now inside the noshim? So Gemara answers, Tona krokoi. At the Tana, like Rebbe met with Rebbe, where he's mesad of the Mishnayos, the mesad of the Gemara is, he went on this posik. Tona krokoi, goes on this posik. Pasuk says in Devarim, "V'hoyim loisim sachem b'yenef." He'll come out when a husband doesn't find grace in his wife. He doesn't like his wife anymore. Ki motzo b'ervas dover, because he found out that she did something wrong. Pasuk means that she had znus. She lived with another man, and therefore the Torah says there's a mitzvah for the husband to give his wife a get. In such a case, there's a mitzvah. You found out your wife's going on the wrong derech. You're supposed to give her a get. V'ochikom. Now this is what our Gemara here like is teaching us. Mi gorum lo liavera, who caused your wife, the person's wife, to do this chet, to have znus, to live with another man? It has to be yayin, the fact that she drank wine, she became shikar a little bit, had a little shtus went into her, and therefore because of the wine, she went to have znus. Ukama, we always say, the Gemara in Saita says, that kol haroya saita bikikula, if somebody sees a saita, bikikula, what you have to do to a lady, a wife that's a saita, that you have to bring it to the Kohen, that the Kohen has to make a drink from the Maimamorim, she has to bring a Mincha. If anybody sees what goes on about a Saita, there's an Eitzah of Yazir Atzim in a Yayin. A person is supposed to become a Nazir. There's a Frishus to watch yourself not to drink wine. So the kids, so that's an Indian here, that since in the Psukim, that talk about Gittin, that a get has to do with Noshim, the Pasuk says, because you did a Devar Avera, and usually a Devar Avera comes because of wine. And therefore, the Stamina Samachter also, the Gemara goes on, that Kol Aroya Saita Bekula, whoever sees a Saita, in other words, so from the wine, you come out, you'll become a Saita. So good, so we understand why Masechta Saita is in Noshim. But what does that have to do with a Nazir? So that's where we end off, that since it's an Indian, if you see a Saita, you see such a Misa thing, you see something not nice, there's an Indian for you yourself right away to be good to yourself, to make a precious, to become a Nazir, to watch that you should not be affected from the bad that you see. If somebody sees something bad, he gets affected from it. So therefore, not to be affected from it, there's an Indian, you should become a Nazir. A Nazirus is a precious, you're like a tzaddik now, for 30 days you stay away, you're not going to drink any wine. So since Nazirus is like a precious, for when you see a Saita, and Saita has to do with Gittin, has to do with Noshim, therefore the Masechta Nazir is learnt in Seder Noshim. This is the reason why Masechta Nazir is learnt here in Seder Noshim. Yeah, right. The Gemara goes back to our Mishnah. It says, Posa b'kinuyim. Our Mishnah starts off, Kol kinuyim Nazirus k'Nazirus. Any nickname for a Nazir is also good. And right away the Mishnah goes to explain cases of yodos, a handle, that you say, somebody says, I want to be. And that's the pshat, I want to be, is that's the beginning of a Loshin. Even though you did not finish off the Loshin, that's also good for Kabbalah's Nazirus. So how come the Mishnah starts off with Kinuyim, and right away goes to explain the parasha of yodos? Maposa b'kinuyim, or Mefarash Yodos. Some are Rava answers Vitema Kedi, and some say Stam, Kedi is the name of a person also, that Chasura Mechsura. True, something is missing in our Mishnah. Vachi Ketani, this is the way it should have been learned in our Mishnah. That true, Kol Kinui Nazirus Kinazirus. Any nickname for Nazirus is also called a good Kabbalah Nazirus. The Yodos Nazirus, a handle, a beginning of a Lashon, is also good for Nazirus. Is Kinaziris. Now the Mishnah goes to explain the second part of Yodos. V'yelu hein Yodos, what's called the Yad, the beginning of a Lashon of Naziris, we only started off, is Ha'imer Aho. If somebody says, I want to be, Ha'imer Aho, I want to be. And we're talking about in the Gemara, we'll soon see where a Nazir is walking in front of you. And if you say Aho, that's the beginning of a Lashon that you mean to say, I want to be like him. So that's considered as if you finished off your Lashon, you want to be a Nazir. Is a Reza Nazir? So Mishnah explains that a Yad, the beginning, is also called a good Lashon, that you become a Nazir. For at the Gemara, good, you're missing something in the Mishnah, but still, Velifroish Kinuyim Bereisha. At the Mishnah starts off saying nicknames is good. True, then it says that Yodos, the handle, is also good. Now when the Mishnah goes to explain, how come explains Yodos first, and then it goes back to Kinuyim, that Nozik, Noziach and Poziach. That's the explanation for Kinuyim. Why doesn't explain Kinuyim first? Since it says Kinuyim first. So Morzeski now, Valifresh Kinuyim Bereisha. It should explain what it started off with first. So this the Gemara says no. I could tell you that the derech of a Tan of a Mishnah is that Tono Mehidu Solik, whom a first Bereisha. What it ends off with second, it goes to explain that right away. Like our Mishnah starts off saying there's a Pasha of Kinuyim, a nickname, and there's also a Pasha of Yodos, of handles. And then the Derech is the Tan explains the second thing first. Because that's what it just ended off with. Kiditanan, I'll bring a proof, like we learned. Bama Madlikin, or Vame Madlikin, Mishnah and Shabbos, what type of Shemen and Psilos could you light the Ner Shabbos with, and with what not? Or Meforesh Ein Madlikin Bereisha. And right away the Mishnah goes to explain the cases that you cannot use the light with. So you see, it explains the second one first. Also, the Mishnah says in Bame Taimnin, Uvamein Taimnin, what type of material could you wrap around your food with before Shabbos? And what type could you not wrap around the food to keep it hot before Shabbos? Well, Mefarish in the Mishnah goes to explain, ain time nebresha, what type of material you cannot use to wrap around the clothes, the food, to keep it hot before Shabbos. So again, we see, we explain the second one first. Another Mishnah is, ba meisha yaitzes, yaitzo v'me'in yaitzo. What type of jewelry or clothing is a lady allowed to wear out or wear on Shabbos outside in the street? And what type of jewelry is she not allowed to wear? Or Mefarish loitaitza isha breisha, and explains over there things that she's not allowed to wear. So again, we see, we explain the second part first. For the Gemara, we learn not like that. The Yotanan, there's also a Mishnah in Shabbos like this. The Yotanan, Bameh Behema Yotza. What type of also, type of jewelry or things you put on your animal? What type of clothing or things, you, ornaments you put on your animal, is the animal allowed to walk out with on Shabbos? Uvameh Yotza. What things is the owner not allowed to put around this animal to walk out with on Shabbos? On the Mefarish, and the Mishnah there goes to explain, Yoytze Goma Bresha, and explains with what things the camel is allowed to wear out on Shabbos. So you see, it goes to explain the first part of the Mishnah first, and not the second part. Also, there's a Mishnah in Baba Basra, Yesh Noichlin Umanchilim. Certain times when somebody dies, you give over the father, Yashin, gives all the Yusha to the son, and sometimes the Yerusha goes back to the father. If the son dies and there's no children, it goes back to the father. That's called Neuchlin or Manchilin. It goes backwards and forwards. Neuchlin v'loy Manchilin. Some people give off but can't receive back. Manchilin v'loy Neuchlin. Some people could receive back the Yerusha, but they can't give it forwards, the Yerusha. And then the Mishnah goes to explain, and also, loy Neuchlin v'loy Manchilin. Neither could happen. Not that you could give it over, and not that you could receive it back. Well, Mefarish over there in Baba Basra, the Gemara goes to the Mishnah, goes to explain, Eilu Neuchlin Umanchilin. It goes back to the beginning of the Mishnah. These are the type of people, like a father to a son, that the Yerusha goes both ways. If the father dies, the Yerusha goes down to the son, and if the son dies, the Yerusha goes back to the father. So it says, the Reisha, the beginning of the Mishnah, first. So Chura, you see the Tanakh could do it both ways. So Elo, the Teretz is like this, Li'olam Toni Hochi V'Toni Hochi. It's true, Tanoim in the Mishnah sometimes is learned this way, and sometimes is learned that way. But there's a reason for it. I'll tell you like this, Elo Hosam Di Yisur D'Nav Shehu. The first Mishnah is talking about the loch of a person, what Issa he has, what he's allowed to wear out, what he's allowed to be determined on Shabbos, what he's allowed to be Madlik Dener on Shabbos, is Mefarish Yisur Denavshe. When it talks about the person himself, his own Yisur, it explains his Yisur first. Therefore, it explains the second part of the Mishnah first. Denavshe Bresha. Gabe Behema, the next halachis. Bama Behema Yotza, the Yisura, Aydi de Behemahu, the Yossi. Since there the Yisur, we're talking about the gate of the animal, is Mefarish Atei Bresha. Therefore, over there by animals, I said, that's a swara. The Tana wants to tell you that Terim, what you're allowed to do.